Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 7. We've got a great topic here. We're going to be talking about video hosting for your membership website. You know, if you're doing a membership website, almost always you're going to want hosting. You're going to want video. And we've got some of the best platforms, some great recommendations, some great insights. It should be a great show. I'm going to let my great co-host, he's caffeine up. He's already saying that everything he says is based on facts. We'll soon find that out. But Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself?
Spencer Foreman. Previously, of many other URLs which still exist, but now I'd like everyone to find me over at my hub, SpencerForeman.com. That's Forman.
That's your home now, is it?
What I've done is I've created a hub where you can find all of the information and the products and services I offer, as well as, because I publish in so many places, it's a place where I'm really trying to aggregate the feeds of everything I'm doing. So if really somebody wants to start out, it's like the Grand Central Station of where to go instead of having to bounce from one URL to another. So hopefully that's helpful for anyone who wants to find me.
Right, let's go straight into it. Let's talk about the big gorilla. Dominates video, YouTube. So what's your thoughts about YouTube in general, and specifically, should you use it for your membership website? So over to you, Spencer.
Well, one of the first and most important concepts for any of these hosting companies is to understand what kind of content you're posting and what is the reason you're posting. So specifically, if the content you're posting is designed to get you more prospects, more interested viewers, more people that would buy your other stuff, then you should use a platform like a YouTube that is essentially a glorified search engine, and you should make your content discoverable, i.e. it's not hidden or a private link. Why? Because content, as I've said in so many of our shows and interactions, is the way versus organic SEO to actually get people today, tomorrow, and in the future, right? Social media, paid traffic, organic SEO, content that is shareable and discoverable is the best way to get people in. So, for example, maybe you have a sample course, or you have some of your content in a course that's public. Use YouTube for that and make it discoverable, because that's the way that people through that algorithm are going to find you and be pulled into your web. And then the second thing is, you know, why am I doing this? Why is the content out there? Well, some people have asked me, even as of today, oh, how can I lock my videos down so nobody can download them? And I'm like, why do you care? We live in a world where all of us have these tools like we're using today to, if you can see it on the screen, you can save it. There is zero chance of you protecting content from naughty people. But if you try to do things that make naughty people slower, or, you know, slow them down, you're hurting your good customers. You're hurting your good prospects. You're making it annoying. Oh, you can't right click on the screen. You can't share the link. You can't do this or that. The only people who will be hurt by that will be your honest customers. And I say, why are you doing it? Give away as much as possible, and then have people pay you for the thing that matters, which is the relationship. So YouTube is a prime example of a great way to be discovered, share, and put content that will lead more people to what you really are selling, which is your relationship. And don't be freaked out about most of it. However, we'll talk about the fact that a lot of the things that you're doing, of course, you don't want to just, put the money from the bank vault on the sidewalk. You just want to make it not hard on your good customers.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you have outlined. You know, you cannot, in the age of Zoom and the other video screen capture programs, you cannot protect your content. It's just not feasible. just like images. You can track usage. There's ways that you can find if people are utilizing images, blah, blah, blah. And the same is with video. On the other hand, if it's paid content that has value, you do not want to offer it on a freely accessible platform, because it will devalue subconsciously or subconsciously the value of that content. Wouldn't you, like what Spencer said, you want to use YouTube to promote you, your brand, and your courses, and offer as much value in that promotional YouTube content as you can. You are not trying to become, there are a small minority of people on YouTube that through their YouTube channel make a very good income. There's a larger group that make not a substantial income, but it's a reasonable amount that makes a difference to their life. We're not talking about that. We're talking about utilizing YouTube to promote yourself, your course, and to encourage people to sign up for your courses. So it has its place, doesn't it, Spencer?
Yeah, keep in mind, this is just factually true, okay? There is not a lot of content that generates the type of views that you will monetize by way of the advertisement money from YouTube. Remember, look at a scale, right? There are just as many people who make a significant livelihood, 6-7 figures. Many of them are my clients, and I've experienced this on my own, where the content of the courses, the recurring membership, is what makes them that 6 and 7 figures, or even if it's just a couple $1,000 a year. YouTube content that gets advertising income is a completely different type of content. Right, it has to be formulated to keep attention and get the views and get the algorithm, and those two things are not the same. So just because you're using YouTube to host it, don't think that you should be thinking about both things at once. Yeah. You should not, right?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm just pointing it out because I do get asked questions, and it's totally understandable. But before we go on to the rest of the show, I've got a small break of a couple of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out, and give Sensei a try today.
The importance of backing up your WordPress website cannot be emphasized enough. We use Blog Vault to help us do this on a daily basis. With free staging, migrations, and on the pro plans, malware scanning and autofix, Blog Vault is the professional's choice when managing just one website or many. Go to blogvault.com and see for yourself. You seriously won't find a better, more complete solution. That's blogvault.com, blogvault.com.
We're coming back, Spencer's in full full review mode. Before we go on to the rest of the content, I want to point out that I've got some great special offers from the sponsors. I've also got a great list of the best plugins and other solutions if you're looking to start a membership site. Got great recommendations and a list of the major plugins that you should think about. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is go over to WP Tonic Stroke Deal, WP Tonic Stroke Deals, and you can get all these free goodies. And you can sign up for the WP Tonic Weekly Newsletter. What more could you ask for? So on to the next one.
I could use a cash injection. That's what I would ask for.
Oh, well, there we go. I would have never thought that. Let's go on to the next. Let's go on to the next player. Vimeo. So the Dutch. I think they're a Dutch company, aren't they? Lived in Holland, actually. I lived in Holland for 18 years. Yeah, I think they are. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think I might be totally wrong. I normally am, but I think I'm not in this. Loved Holland, actually. Nice people, the Dutch. So what's your views on Vimeo?
I mean, Vimeo is... I've been on Vimeo for much of my content since they started. They're super solid. Pricing is very, very fair for really powerful, simple-to-use tools. So what I would suggest is Vimeo is the original OG alternative to YouTube. Going back to what we just talked about, if you have content that you know is for membership purposes and you want to organize it, you want to protect it by domain, which is something that I can introduce here. One of the easiest and best ways to give satisfaction is that you can put content in Vimeo that by default, they have an option that says, where, if at all, can this be viewed? And then you have to list the full domain or the wildcard of your domain. That's the most amazing, simple way to do anything because then they take care of really protecting all the stuff inside of a folder or, you know, a compilation of videos. And so what I've used over the years is Vimeo for the things that don't want to be or that I don't want to have on YouTube, right? Hey, it's Spence and I've got a new course and here's a sample on YouTube. And then go buy the real membership and the content of those lessons is actually hosted on Vimeo, which therefore easily embeds inside of WordPress or anywhere else. By the way, it can also be used in its own standalone format. So, I mean, in some cases, you don't really need a full website. You could do like what we're talking about these days with the, you know, our launch kit. You could just have a sales funnel that sells access and you give access to content that's just a link into Vimeo, and all it's doing is showing the Vimeo. If, of course, your courses are mostly video, right, and not a lot of other stuff. So Vimeo gets a big thumbs up from me. It's gone through some changes in the early days. They had a lot of hiccups. They had a lot of like growing pain stuff, but they figured their stuff out. They really have. So kudos to them. Yeah. Highly recommend it.
Changed their prices because they used to have Vimeo Plus, Vimeo Plus. Vimeo something. It's now start at $9, standard at $25, advance at $65. These are the monthly prices.
That's a good point. Let me see what I'm on because I'm on maybe an OG plan too. I'm on Pro, 20 gigabytes a week, 1 terabyte a year, cost me $17 a month billed annually. There are features that I think you're referring to, like if you wanted to do live streaming. But that would be something where I would use what we're using.
They've changed the names and the plan. You know, I just went to the website just before we went live, and it's now starter, standard, and advance.
I'm on the website now, and I see they've also got like Pro Unlimited. So there must be some legacy stuff. But the bottom line is, go back to the conversation I've mentioned in a few shows ago. If you're running a membership site or any site where you're going to have this kind of content, you would just be kidding yourself, just fooling yourself if you don't think you're going to spend $200 to $300 a month for your hosting, your software licenses, your content. I mean, just be realistic. You're going to spend $3,600 a year likely. So if your business of selling your membership stuff won't get you back that much, you should rethink what you're doing.
Yeah, there's something wrong. I think the one thing we need to discuss before we move on is Dependent, you mustn't host the videos on your normal hosting plan. That's my recommendation for performance, and the cost, you're going to get slaughtered. What's your views of what I just said?
Let's define what that means. I think, in fairness, there's a misunderstanding, and it's reasonable, but let's talk about photos and let's talk about videos. In the old days, back when I was a kid, photos on the internet were little tiny crappy 1 megapixel pictures, right? But now we have iPhone 14s and so forth that literally take 4K images that could theoretically be
Anymore. You just talk to AI engine and you make the photos.
Either way.
The
bottom line is we're living in a world of abundance. So with images, many more people maybe understand this, that you can't just take reasonably the photo that comes out of your iPhone, whatever, and post it on a website, because anything more than a couple hundred kilobits per picture, and some exceptions, you might go up to like almost a megabyte. But if you have your web page in the 1 megabyte plus range or more, it starts to slow down the experience over the aggregate. So there are, in images, scaling and density of the pixels, right? And so we have compression software and other stuff that, like, basically, even in WordPress directly, it makes 14 different copies of your image thumbnails so that, like, depending on the size of the browser's screen. All right. So conceptually, people understand that. What many people don't understand with video is you can't just take a native video off your phone or your digital camera and put it on your website, because it has to be transcoded, scaled, density of pixels, and a bunch of other things like frame rate in order to be optimized for streaming. And I want to use streaming, not streaming, streaming. That's not related to you. That's related to some other broadcasters. Say streaming. Streaming, because streaming is a very special type of video hosting. That is why YouTube and Vimeo and all these other services exist. They transcode the native video into an optimized streaming format that's lower in size and has the capability of having an embedded player. You take the embedded player or the link to the remotely hosted video, and that is what you put on your website. And when we think of YouTube, everybody gets it, right? The reason YouTube exists and is so popular, because that's where you put your video stuff, but then you take the link or the embed for that video, and that is what you put into your WordPress site. If you try to put your video into WordPress, a regular web page host like Nginx or Apache or anything else, any of those server protocols, will fail very hard on you very fast. Like, one user will take down your site if they're running some kind of video that's not optimized and you're trying to host it. So that's something that not as many people seem to understand. But once you get your head around it, that's why you use a service such as those that we're discussing.
So just take what Spencer said. Don't forget about utilizing your normal hosting to run your videos. And you get this discussion because they got they're running courses for state enterprises, or they've got to meet certain security, blah, blah, blah. And they get in their mind the only way they can meet it is to run it on their own server, blah, blah, blah. And they are, for some very, very special circumstances where you might look and a certain budget, but in general, forget about it.
I want to point out, though, even if you did that, it doesn't change that this is a factual thing, Your Honor. It doesn't change the fact that a regular...
Can that be my title, Honor? Your Honor.
The server technology that we use, Nginx, Apache, Lightspeed, that is not streaming hosting server technology. That is static page technology. And if you try to put a video into, let's say, a WordPress site and use what's there without it being properly transcoded and offered up by a streaming server, it's like sort of asking your friend, hey, can you bring me the entire Encyclopedia Britannica and drop it off in my mailbox? And like, you're never going to get any mail while that's happening because your box will just fill up. So you must use, even if it's a private server, like Amazon AWS, you can do your own streaming server there without using one of these services, but it has to be a streaming server.
Yeah, well, we have had a couple, and we used a service called WP Stream. They've been a part now in a couple of instances where we had some quasar state requirements, and they provided the server. So you are right, but you can do it. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Your facts are right, but
Thank you. Don't get upset.
Don't start shouting and all reading
at me. You can't handle the truth.
No, I can't. Not your truth. Right. Vistia, the name that I struggle with. What's your thoughts about Vistia?
Okay, so I have an origin story with Wistia. The founders are a really clever bunch. They started in Boston, and one of the original founders is an OG guy, Adam Zayas, who's my age, a little older, and the younger kids that he was supervising did really well. Chris and Brennan, and there's a whole team of the original.
They started in a white... in a startup incubator, didn't they?
I think there was definitely some seed capital, and I don't remember what the incubator was. But when they started was sometime in the era where I was doing the original 1WD first web designer. So I'm going to guess around 2008, 7-8, something like that. But the point is, I went to visit them in person, hung with them when they were still in their first offices. And at the time, they were the first, quite frankly, to come up with like what is now an accepted sort of marketplace thing, which is, you know, business video hosting. Extremely talented, very energetic group. It's a big team now. They have grown to the scale where, you know, they're successful. But they follow the Jason Fried, you know, David Hennemeyer Hansen, Chicago Basecamp philosophy, which I've talked about a lot, which is, other than the fact that they took seed capital and they have investors, they just decided to keep the company and run the company and make it like a long-term thing, which I love. Their pricing is expensive, but worth it. In other words, it's concierge pricing for concierge level of quality and service. They, unlike a lot of the services, have focused on innovative features that allow you to track and see what people are doing with your content. They also have inside of their services the capability to run full-blown, like, pay to get access to this and that in a container. I've done lots of clever stuff over the years with them. I will admit to you, though, that I no longer find their product or service to be compelling for everybody, because it is only worth it if you've got a product market fit and you know you can make back the money it's costing you for their service. Whereas in the early days, it was the only game in town. Now, some of the other choices we'll talk about are a much better fit for, I'm starting a new idea today. And there's more tools natively in WordPress to make that data also accessible.
Yeah, I think what you've outlined is about right. They did have some marketing capture functionality that was extremely original around video.
I want to give you like a metric, okay? Just if you look at their pricing plan and you go monthly or annually, if you go monthly, can you mute your mic? Because your mic's doing that underwater thing. So I'll just do it for you. So basically, like their plus plan, it's $24 a month. It's 20 videos. So, I mean, like, as we'll talk about something like bunny.net or even Vimeo, like, that's not even in the same stratosphere as what you can do for $24 a month. For $24 a month, you could have like literally all your membership content and more on something like bunny.net. But that's what's so special about what they do, and to their compliment. It's a concierge type of thing. So they're really trying to sell to a certain type of user who've already demonstrated a need for what they have to offer versus...
Yeah, it's clearly, well, it's the Rose, you know, they pitch themselves and it kind of seen as the Rolls Royce service. And they do provide a really concierge quality service. Vimeo, not quite, but Vimeo's strong. You just got to look at it. On to the next player. I don't know how to put it. Spotlighter. How would you pronounce it?
Spotlighter.
Spotlighter. Was called Voodoo Video at one time. They had a bit of a... The founders had, a bit of a bust up. And then they rebranded. I utilize this. I got a lifetime deal with them when they were on AppSumo. And I use it on my own website. And they've progressed. Love the names. They're very, with their price plans, they've got Spark and Polaris. It seems Supernova. They've got Cosmos, haven't they? So I give them full marks for the pricing naming conventions. I think it's a pretty good service. If you're looking at VCL or Vimeo, I think they've made it a competitive player. What's your own thoughts?
I can say like the up and the downside. The downside, to get it out of the way, because just in fairness, I've not used it since, is that I was using them when they shit the bed.
Yeah.
And they shit the bed really badly. Okay, so
I'm a more kinder soul than you.
I can't try to emphasize how painful this was, but with video, it's not like, oh, I can grab a bunch of photos and move it here, move it there, or a bunch of documents. It's like video, as we just discussed, I had clients, thousands of videos transcoded, and the process of transcoding is hundreds of hours of time. And when they shit the bed, we had to get those clients off of there, and that was extraordinarily painful. Okay, so it's maybe a good time to bring up the fact that, you know, I discuss all the time in WordPress how you want to limit your externalities, right, for SMTP, for things like your payment gateways. This is one of those externalities that you need. You need, other than doing a self-hosted, you know, AWS, you're still actually on AWS, and could get taken down. But this externality is like, you need to choose this relationship very carefully, because it's going to be painfully hard, just time-wise, to move a lot of content. It also brings up another point, which I think we could say across the board. I, as a practice, recommend that people keep their native files organized in their own cloud, right? So it could be on Google or anything else, but like, don't throw away the original files or like, videotapes anymore. Because the day will come when somebody's going to cause you to go, well, I got to move. And it might not be easier to download all that stuff or even possible. You might need to have it in the original format to transcode it elsewhere. They look like they've done something new. I kind of roll my eyes a little bit, though, at their pricing, because I like that they have this Spark thing for $7 a month. But then I look at it, and it's 25 videos. I'm like,
well, it's the same thing. Come on,
25 videos. Like, what? That's such an artificial bullshit thing. Like, there's no... Each video could be 5 seconds long. So what, I get 25 times five? Like, that makes no sense. The bandwidth and the storage, okay, 50 gigabytes, I get that. The random 25 videos, that's a stupid number, because in their next plan up, $16 gets you unlimited videos and then only 4 times the amount of storage. So the numbers don't even make sense, because I'm paying twice as much and they're giving me 4 times the storage and bandwidth. Why the artificial number?
One tip, of all these, I really wouldn't look at their free low price offerings. That most of them have arbitrary kind of limits that you assume blow through. It's there just as a headline price, really, for marketing. So all of them, I would, they're low price, the initial entry price. Always look at the middle one. That's my little pitch.
You're going to need that for any real business anyway. But I think if we're living in an economy,
you know, they've left a really bad taste in your mouth. Was that down to their bust up? Because I think they had an internal bust up.
The excitement, the promise of their original thing is, quite frankly, where our next thing we're going to talk about, Bunny.net, succeeds beyond expectations. Is that it was to be like all of the capabilities and storage at the price of an Amazon bucket, but with the interface that made it as easy to use as YouTube or Vimeo, right? So you get this like unbelievable capability and volume and storage and so forth and use, but with the capabilities and ease of use of something refined like a YouTube Vimeo Wistia. And that was what its original product promised and looked like. But in reality, it shit the bed because the interface looked good, but didn't really work so well. And then they had their blow up or whatever happened. And then all hell broke loose. And I just said, I can't be around with this. Like, yeah. I have a client who was using the service that her whole business is a seven-figure business of videos. And she couldn't afford to sit around watching them duke it out and stuff. So, yeah, whatever.
No. Yeah. All right. On to the next one. On to the next one, as they say. All right, so, what are we doing for time? Because I'm just going to judge it, because Spence is going to want to cut my balls off. Let's go for it.
I'm just going to let the facts speak for themselves.
Your facts. are you calm, man? You're not going to get really angry, are you?
You're attributing all this anthropomorphic stuff to me, like Spence is mad. I'm right here. I'm not mad. I've never been mad. I'm just right.
Well, I can make you mad really quick. So let's talk about Presto. Well, I don't know what we're going to talk. I want to talk about Presto.
Oh, you can say it. I'm not precious. Just say it. You were talking about Presto Player and Bunny.net.
Presto Player with Bunny.net, but you don't need Presto Player. You can just use Bunny.net. Let's start with Bunny.net then, because a really fantastic company. They really came on. Went on my radar, and then suddenly through Adam Pressler, who is one of the joint founder of Presto Player, he's coming on the WP Tonic interview show in a couple of weeks' time. I've had another great conversation with Adam. He's a really interesting dude. Should be a great conversation. So let's start with Bunny.net, really exciting service, strong. What are they and how do they fit into this conversation, Spencer?
First of all, Bunny.net, it gets one of my highest reviews here. I mean, comparable to Wistia, YouTube, and Vimeo for the reasons I'll discuss. I'm not angry about this, but I want to clarify. You said you're going to let me at least explain, because it's just like explaining transcoding, okay? Presto Player doesn't do hosting of videos. Yeah. That's not what it does. It's a tool for managing and embedding videos from a variety of hosts. You could do YouTube, Vimeo, Wistia, whatever, including Bunny.net. They have an API connection that you pay a premium for that lets you do something that Bunny.net natively doesn't do. Bunny.net works like YouTube in the sense that when you want to put your videos on there, you just go to Bunny.net, you pay your price or use the free trial, and then like YouTube, you upload your videos, it transcodes them, and they manage the library. Done. When you want to embed them, you either grab the URL or you grab the embed code and paste it. It's 100% as easy and as exactly like YouTube as you can get, even for paid content. So like I was describing with Vimeo, if I want to put my membership content, nowadays I would put it on Bunny.net because I can create a library of paid or private content, just say lock it down to this URL and I'm done. And no matter where I put it in YouTube, it's fine. Now, Adam, and I don't think his partner on that is Sujay, is another developer. He came up with a very, very good idea, which was one of the things Bunny.net doesn't do is it doesn't allow you to upload videos to the media library like we're talking about. In WordPress, it doesn't give you a visual interface to see the videos that you've uploaded. So like, remember when we started today's conversation, what do people do wrong? They try to upload a video to their media library, not transcoded, and all hell breaks loose. Well, if you use the pro version of Presto Player, it essentially uses the API capability of Bunny.net to let you use your media library to manage. Now, in theory, and for some people, that's actually really a cool sounding feature. But in practice, what we have found and tested is that anybody who's actually skilled enough to run a membership site and make membership content, is already skilled enough to understand how to upload a video to YouTube and grab the embed code. And when you have that skill, there's virtually no benefit to Presto Player versus just using bunny.net natively as the host, just like you would for YouTube. Because like we just talked about all these examples, I put up the whole library, it's there, and I copy the videos, and then and that's it. And that's what seems to put you around the bend. Other than that, though, the tools of bunny.net and the hosting are everything that was promised originally by that last one we talked about, but actually delivered. And the cost is extraordinarily good. I mean, extraordinary. Yeah,
can you give some outline based on your experience with C1000's matches about what bunny.net does charge in reality? Got any insights about that?
First of all, they have a bunch of tools which are not the point of today's conversation, but let's say you're using video hosting. They have a network of CDNs, content delivery networks, around the globe. So if you wanted to, you not only can have streaming content, but it could be optimized to be delivered from the closest proximity to where somebody's asking. But when you talk about, like, you know, they have all these like different calculators, right? So I'm looking at their thing and I'm just, hold on 1 second. Like, so for 5 terabytes, I don't even know where to go with that because it's such a huge number. I'm going to put it like this. For any memberships, I'm just going to simplify it because the numbers are so generous as to not even be comprehensible. Like, 5 terabytes is $50 a month. So like most websites who have a membership content, they're going to have maybe a couple hundred megabytes of content. And if they have hundreds of paying customers, they're going to stream maybe hundreds of megabytes, maybe a couple hundred gigabytes, right, a month. So your average cost for running bunny.net is going to be in the dollars for anything you can possibly imagine. Like a really well-to-do membership site is going to have a bill like $12 a month or something like that. But what I'm saying
it's great.
It's incomprehensible how generous bunny.net is for the, you know.
Yeah, I failed with one client. Got one client that has a gaming membership. They train people to play a specific game better. And they're with a Vimeo custom. They have their own Vimeo manager. So just imagine what kind of video bandwidth they're utilizing. They've got their own personalized manager from Vimeo. And I tried to persuade them to look at Bunny and I failed, but they did look at it. And I just tried to persuade, but I think there were some specific things that Vimeo did for them that Bunny couldn't, but it's just fantastic, isn't it?
I found their calculator. So yes, like again, Wistia, outstanding. We just talked about $24 a month gets you 20 videos. Okay, here. So if you were to go to the bunny.net calculator, and let's say we're just talking about one video. Depends on your video, but like I do enough videos, like an average tutorial video of mine, maybe 10 minutes, is like 10 gigabytes, right? I mean, just let's do one video at a time. And you put it on their entire world of CDNs, all 8 contact points, right? That one video at your like volume pricing would allow you, let's do 10 gigabytes. Well, let's see. Let's do, if you stream that out, 100 gigabytes. It would cost you like $1.02 a month for average download, right? Like, so let's say the library of 12 videos, you multiply that times 10. Like I said, it's like $10 to $12 for, let's say, an average course to be streamed, optimized around the world. I mean, that's crazy, right? Like, and even if you got onto the whole conversation of something else, the big difference, though, is like the management stuff. So it works just like YouTube. I'm not saying Wistia and all the other ones don't. They have a similar interface. But this is just like the benefits of an AWS with a really simple interface that lets you essentially create what you want without all the fluff and whatever.
Yeah, we just, We offer Presto Play as part of our bundle. And if you just want to go and buy it direct for one site, it's $69 at the present moment. It's not ridiculously priced. And we just find with the API key, and it provides the interface inside WordPress, and the clientele just like it, Spencer. But
I will say the two things that Presto Player does that if you're offering it, make it worthwhile. Number one, it makes the connectivity to a bunny.net site automatic. So even though it's as simple as just signing up and clicking on the streaming and making the name of a content of folder, bunny.net does that automatically when it's connected to Presto Player. So you can get the number two, which is sort of true. There is for some people the value of only seeing the media library, right? And what it does is essentially through the API lets you upload a video, and then you see the video that you can just say use that video. And for some level of people, that's beneficial. So gauge the cost, because the one thing I have validated is, unlike a lot of other software, they're running a man in the middle API webhook, API webhook. You have to have a licensed copy connected to their servers that then connects you to bunny.net. There's no like get the license and just use it wherever you want kind of thing. You are literally using them in the middle. And for many sophisticated users, I'm saying that just becomes like, why am I bothering? It's just...
I see where you're coming from. We're going to go for our mid-break. Got a couple of messages from our great sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. We've been having a bit of a chat about video and video hosting. I just want to point out that if you're looking to have a membership or learning management system on WordPress, then you should go to WP Tonic. We are the hosting specialists when it comes to membership and learning management systems. We offer top-tier hosting management plus a suite of plugins up to $10,000 of value. One of them is Presto Player, and we'll configure Bunny for you. Plus, you got access to me and my expert team. It's a great package at a great, honest price. So go over to WP Tonic and look what we've got to offer. We'd love you to be part of the tribe. So that wasn't bad, was it? I'm getting better at those efforts, aren't I, Spencer? So there you go. You start, all right.
Indeed, Your Honor.
Thank you so much. I love that honor. There's a few people in the WordPress community that would exchange that word honor with something else, but we won't say that. And I don't fucking care.
I don't bloody care.
On to the next one. Going to struggle with the name.
U-Screen.
Yeah, it's U-Screen. What's your thoughts about U-Screen, Spencer?
Just for full disclosure, I've never used it, but I can see from their pricing plans and such that I would more characterize this as a membership sales platform.
Yeah.
So this kind of would fit into the category of, like we talked about in another show, membership platforms, where it's all in one. And the big difference here, when you look at the pricing, is they're taking a piece of your action, right? So it's the basic plan on a monthly payment is starts at $99 a month, first of all, for 50 hours, which, by the way, that's a fair metric. I mean, in other words, I'm not saying the price is good, but I'm saying it's fair to say we're going to measure you not on the quantity of videos, but on the hours of storage or something like that. Interestingly, it's not on the streaming, which is good because then you're not getting penalized for your success. And the reason that they do it that way, which again, I think is intelligent, is they're saying, look, you get a bucket that holds 50 hours of video, but when you sell it and people consume it, just a little, we're going to need a little something for the effort. So they charge you 50 cents per subscriber per month. So if somebody's paying you to gain access to that content, they're going to take 50 cents. Now, I would just relate this to any of those other platforms and say, look, for some people, this is really a good setup because it's not WordPress. You don't need to set it up. You don't need to bother with it. You get a website, accepting credit cards and PayPal, marketing tools, analytics. Like, this is something instead of using WordPress. If you have WordPress, I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. You're just paying for stuff you don't need and that duplicates what you've got.
It's an interesting one. I don't know where they're pitching this at, really, because we haven't touched the one area we haven't touched, and I've done it intentionally because I really didn't want to confuse people, is we're not talking about the SaaS membership providers. Some of them provide videos, some of them don't, like Kajabi. I think they're in partnership with Vizio, aren't they? It's Vizio that actually provides the video for the Kajabi, or they used to. But I think that's still the fact.
This is really simple. You can tell what they do by going to the examples tab. This is for somebody whose primary business is making video content, either entertainment or educational. Yeah. And you don't want to bother with making a membership website with access control and all the stuff that we do very routinely. Instead, you want to just say, like, I want to host my video stuff and have people pay me for it. And so, much like the membership stuff with lessons in an LMS, this is like a video centric LMS with membership built in that you're paying a service fee for. And I can see we're in the world of people who just focus on making videos, like, I'm a YouTube person, but I want to do this. I can see why this would be attractive.
Yeah, well, yeah.
However, we all know that even YouTube has gotten into the pay for access to your content game. So, like, now on YouTube, they have a built-in, we didn't discuss it, but they have a built-in monetization option where you can charge people to subscribe to your content, and it's got a certain level of protection over it. So, I mean, this is an interesting compilation of features. But I just clarify by saying you wouldn't use this if you had WordPress.
Right. Let's go on to another one. Vidyard.
They've been around forever as well. They're old school also.
Yeah, they are. They've been... I looked at this a year ago. I think there's been a lot of movement around this. They're
2010.
They all seem to be kind of gunning for Vimeo a bit more than they used to. Because they used to, apart from the last one we're going to be talking about, but that's also, they are kind of, it's getting a bit more competitive in this area. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to a show, Jason Calcanis' show I like to listen to as well, because there's a certain effect when you've got venture-backed companies or somebody who's been around for a while. They all start to look like each other because over time, you start to realize the product market fit for the pain point you're solving is essentially this, that, and the other feature. So over time, you got the Coke versus Pepsi versus Mountain Dew or whatever wars, because it's basically the same thing. It's just my branding and marketing and my, you know, personal relationship that differentiate the same solution that we're both offering. You see, I mean, at the end of the day, the things that they're offering and the price point are going to look exactly like their competitors at this point, like a Vimeo, because that's what people are essentially looking for after all these years. Ta-da. And, you know, why not?
They offer a free plan, but it's got this, it's crippled like the other ones, like 25 videos. But the next plan up, the pro, $19 paid annually, or you can pay monthly, $29 or $19 if you pay annually per month, $228, and it's unlimited videos.
But that's like Vimeo. I mean, Vimeo, I believe, is the same way, and certainly Bunny.net. It's like, the unlimited videos is a fool's errand, because, like, go back to what we're just talking about with the Bunny.net. Over the course of all of the customers, well, I'm going to tell a secret here that I don't know if I should tell, but, like, I don't think.
Oh, please do. Please do.
If you use Zoom, as I do, or you use Loom or any of those other services, Dropbox, Box.net, they all are using, in some way or another, bulk storage. Like, let's just say it's Amazon AWS or something comparable. The API method for storing and retrieving content is such that they tell you there's a storage limit, but they cannot take your stuff and get rid of it. Because it's like a gigantic swimming pool and everybody's stuff has a tag and it's thrown into the pool. It would be cost prohibitive for them to manage finding your content and removing it from the pool. It's cheaper to just keep making the pool bigger. Okay. So what happens is with like Zoom says you have a 5 gigabyte limit on your stored videos. You have 185 gigabytes right now. Please delete it. And every month it's like, no, really, please delete it.
Please be nice to us. We're a multi-international enterprise worth about $3 billion. But please, we need you to remove your videos.
Because of the same things like with the hosting services we've talked about, like Netflix and whatever, they've realized, like, look, we know you and 800 people are using your login, but it's easier for us to just sort of say, you know, kind of limit this to 5 people. Here, they have realized, and I appreciate the candidness, the unlimited schmun limited. It's like, it doesn't really cost them more to let you just think of that as a benefit, because most people don't have that much stuff to put in there. And those that leave their stuff laying around, it's inconsequential cost to them to leave it. So it's actually, in my opinion, being more transparent and honest. And I'll relate this back to hosting. One of my beefs with WP Engine, just to pick a fight that I've talked about.
Oh, please don't, they're nice to me. And I don't want to fall out with everybody in WordPress.
It's not anything that we haven't talked about. They have an arbitrary limit on certain things, right? Okay. Including your like number of page views and your storage, which is so untrue in terms of their cost structure. It's like when the cell phone companies would charge you.
I've got to be careful. I can get him upset, listeners and viewers, if I get too nasty about this.
Well, I mean, this is just factually true. So I'm saying is it's very good for all of us when companies start to adapt marketing around honest metrics. And so we should all just be fair and honest when it comes to all of the video companies today, getting back to video. There is a tangible cost to the storage that you use, and to some extent, there is a cost, a toll for the bandwidth being used. But there's no cost to them, like
You are right.
They're just video or anything else.
They're just trying to use kind of quasar artificial pricing levels. They're just attempting to make. Explain it to less sophisticated individuals like you. So let's go on to the next.
Well, I don't think you need to resort to ad hominem attacks, because you know where that's going to go when you I'm giving you a.
Can you call me Honor, guy? Because that really.
Do a soccer. It's World Cup time. That's a yellow flag. I'm just warning you.
One more
ad hominem attack, and we're going to have like three episodes.
Starting to warm up now. Oh, God, Jesus!
You definitely don't want to poke the Scorpio.
Oh God! Here come the warnings. Oh, blimey! On to the next one. Sprout Video. I just love their marketing videos. I was tempted to try and get a job. So they have this really fantastic marketing videos where their team dress up as superheroes. And I'm just tempted to try and become part of the team so I can wear one of the costumes. So, sorry. The really They were really, I think they were aimed at the real business, but now looking at the pricing, I haven't used it, but I'm just wondering what it seems to be getting quite a nice package, actually. What do you think?
I mean, they're covering all the same bases. This is just, there's lots of hosting companies that are friends of ours and are doing really similar stuff to other hosting companies, but just doing it slightly different. Like, you know, our friend Tom.
He's on to the next hosting provider. Tom loves me, but if you're listening, still love you.
Anybody with a good bling and a good relationship interest, look me up, because like basically Convicio's example is there's lots of specialties you can focus on. They focus on speed and scaling and security elements for certain types of customers. Yeah. So I would say Video is in the field, kind of like a metaphor of Convicio versus what WP Engine is doing. It's like they're being specialized in certain aspects of certain features, but they're really going to start to look a lot alike when you have other companies in those same features and aspects. And so there's nothing, I haven't used this. I didn't honestly know about Sprout Video until this morning, but from looking at their website, it's easy for me to see that they're competing on the same kind of parameters.
I looked at them about a year ago, and they were kind of more business focused. They're now getting into the same territory as the Quasar consumers, not business. I mean enterprise. They were more focused at enterprise level. They're now encroaching on business, consumer to business, you know, that kind of area. But they've been around for a long time.
It's 12 years.
They're based in New York.
Here's what I can tell you I like about whatever they got. They're being real and they're being transparent about their origin story. I would have liked to seen on their homepage like who the founder was. Because, for example, one of the best things that Wistia did in the early days was Chris and Brennan were, along with many of the early team members, they were just in all of the videos, their faces and their names. Like, even to this day, it's other people on the team. But like Wistia has like real, yeah. I call them kids because they're in their 20s and 30s, but like real people, like
those
kids get off of my video server. But I'm saying on Sprout, they're being clever. I like how they're being campy and it's real.
Totally right though, but you don't know who owns it. I suppose you can find out pretty quick, but it's not on the web. But it's just their promotional. I just want to be part of their team so I can wear the POW costume. If you watch the video, they got one. He's got Rocket Man. I want to become Rocket Man. And Spencer sometimes wants to put a rocket up my backside. But there we go.
I want to say that this is just a general thing about anybody who's making a video site. Part of the success of Wistia, which I think they're emulating in their own way, is similar to other brands that we've seen that had viral success, like Dollar Shave Club, right? The videos and stuff for Dollar Shave Club became emulated by a lot of people because they were very funny and campy and different. They didn't really have a lot to do with the product as much as they had to do with getting your attention. And at the same point, the founder was in the videos. I think that that's the best and really easiest way for any small company or even a small enterprise to get success is to make people understand there's a real relationship with real people underneath what's going on versus the, you know, sterile corporate, like, I don't know, my hosting is going on in some cave somewhere and I don't know who's in charge of it. Because with Wistia, for example, you knew who was in charge of it. With this company, you might not see the names, but at least you kind of get the idea. It's a small company in New York. There's somebody who'll answer the phone, I'm sure. And that's a reassuring thing if you're not really at the late stages of your career.
All right, I think we're going to wrap it up. We're getting close to an hour. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people? And I've managed only to get a yellow card. I haven't managed to get the Scorpio red. I pulled out quick.
You had a personal foul. I actually, in hockey metaphor, that was a cross check. You basically got ejected in the third period. But at least the game continued. You didn't lose the game this time.
All right. That's so reassuring. Thank you. I'm so worried about that. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more and what you offer.
I have tried to make it as easy as possible. So SpencerForeman.com, SpencerForeman.com. I would like everybody to join the free newsletter at the top because I post regularly on Twitter and LinkedIn, and I also have the kind of content that crosses over membership, marketing automation, e-commerce, sales funnels, and freelance even. And so a lot of the things we talked about here, I like to share the latest and the greatest in an easy-to-consume fashion so you don't have to spend a ton of time dragging through stuff. So please join the list. I won't spam you, but I will get you the facts and the data you need for whatever you're up to as a freelancer or as an agency.
Yep, sign up. Spencer will send you Spencer facts. So there we go. He's giving me a look.
I have a very long memory, by the way. You just keep going.
Just keep calling me on there. That's all we are. We're going to wrap it up now, folks. Thanks for listening. If you've got any questions, also join us live. We love people to join us live at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time on the WP Tonic YouTube channel, or you can join the membership machine Facebook group. Join us there. You can watch the show live and you can ask us some questions, which we will answer after the podcast part of the show. That would be great. We will be back next week. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.